Carson's left with them.
That's what I heard.
You mentioned this for the last 2 weeks. But the uniqueness of Bereshis and Noach is those are the two, that's the part of Chumash that's entirely universal. Before, it's telling the story of the world, the universe, the human civilization as a whole. Parshas Lech Lecha begins the focus, sort of like turning a corner. Now the Chumash is going to zoom in from the story of humanity in general, which will continue to be supreme importance and a focus of Chumash, but now we're going to begin to increasingly zero in and focus primarily, zoom in on the story of the creation of Am Yisrael. Lech Lecha opens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Avram has already left Ur Kasdim at the end of Parshas Noach with his father. Sounds like under the leadership, it sounds as though Terach left together with his family, including Avram. Terach had left Ur Kasdim, left Mesopotamia, headed westward across the Fertile Crescent, and then they stop around Haran, somewhere in the area of Syria. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when Avram is 75 years old, I want to continue traveling. He leaves Haran and he heads south to Eretz Canaan, to what will become Eretz Yisrael. And he arrives to describe it. He leaves with Sarai and Lot, so forth. Now, Yavar Avram Ba'aret Ad Mekom Shechem Ade Lo Moreh. He enters Eretz Canaan and then he keeps traveling southward all the way to Shechem. And then a whole series of this is almost the beginning of Am Yisrael. This is where the story opens. One of the first things that the Chumash tells us, he travels here, travels there, travels here, travels there. Builds his bath, travels some more. There's a famine, he goes down to the tribe. A lot of traveling, a lot of stations, a lot of stops along the way. So you might be wondering, that's how the story of Am Yisrael starts. Go to Eretz Yisrael, Bris Milah, Bris Me'atzarim. Go to Eretz Yisrael, and as soon as you get to Eretz Yisrael, the first few things the Chumash tell us in the story of Am Yisrael is he travels to here and he goes to there, he travels over there, he travels over there. And then later, the Chumash is going to tell us that Ribono Shel'Olam tells Avraham Avinu, as Bro tells me right here, once he gets to Shev, Roshan appears to him. A Kananiya guards a Kananiya Masilin Eretz Yisrael. As Bro appears to him and says, you should know the Kananiya here now, but Lazara Fayatanis Eretz. Those I will give your descendants. The people that will come from you will get this land. Kalal Yisrael will have Eretz Yisrael. But then we hear more about the traveling. And later on, the Chumash actually tells us, the Kananiya tells about Avraham Avinu, to walk La'arko L'rachba, to L'chalat Nenana. Walk around Eretz Yisrael. The length of Eretz Yisrael, the width of Eretz Yisrael, because you're going to have it. What? We're used to hearing this, but if we think about it analytically, what might bother you? Number one, as we began to say, you would have thought that certainly the opening pieces of the story of Am Yisrael would be not a question of we traveled from point A to point B, beyond going to Eretz Yisrael. We went to this town, to that town. We would have thought that things are more substantial. First thing, I'm sorry. Mila. Huh? Number two, the Arkel Rachba Kiluchat Tanenu. I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, walk the length and the width of Eretz Yisrael. Do you know what it means to walk the length and width of Eretz Yisrael? You've heard of Miyam Liyam, where young Jews hike the width of Eretz Yisrael, and it takes a couple of days, depending where you're, at what point you're hiking, it could be longer or shorter.
La'arka, that's a significant amount of time. To walk the length and hike the length of Eretz Yisrael.
And Avram wasn't just, he wasn't backpacking light.
Right? He had a whole family with him, and all his rechush. This is a major trip. You're going to have Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you should walk the length of width of it. Well, how does that follow? For what purpose?
So Gemara Bava Basra says it could be this was the Kenyan. Do you understand that the walking length and width of Eretz Yisrael was the Kenyan that made Eretz Yisrael property of Klal Yisrael? So then we understand. If there is such a Kenyan, at least there was such a Kenyan, and that's what was going on, okay. But if not, Lema.
Rabban says, Omar Lecha Klal, I'm going to tell you a principle.
Here in Perek Yud-Bez Pasuk Vav, he says, let me tell you a principle. Tavino so v'chol ha-parashas ha-baos b'in Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. You can use this principle, you can use this tool to make sense of all the coming parashios of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Now this is a tool that you can use throughout the balance of Sefer Bereishis. It wasn't really relevant necessarily, maybe it was, but he's not arguing that it was relevant to Bereishis and Noach, but from Lech Lecha and on, to the end of Sefer Bereishis, this principle is going to be critical. And we're going to see, he's going to ultimately bring us to a second principle, which is critical not just for Sefer Bereishis, but for all the Sfarim of the Tanakh. Who are you in Gadol? He says it's not really, it's not mine, it's a major, major idea. His Giru Rabbo Singha B'Darav Kitzar. Chazal already speak about it, but they say it very briefly. I'm going to unpack it for you a little more. Well, how do they say it? V'yamru, v'mashi'iru l'agos simen l'banim. Kuma 26, or Shabbat tells in the bottom, it's a Takuma, I believe it appears in the Gracious Rabbo. Also, in the Drosh Rav, this notion of Ramban will often refer to it as ma'asa avos simen l'banim. The actions of the avos were assigned for their children. Or as he puts it here, kol ma she'ira la'avos, whatever happened to the avos was a simen for the children. So right now it sounds like he's saying every single thing that happened to the avos was something that was telling them something about the Jewish future. He's going to refine the idea more as he continues. If we pay careful attention, that's number one. One question is, why? Before we get to the why, he's going to begin to show us why this is such an important principle. And that's why the psukim spend such length, there's so much real estate in the Chumash Bereishis dedicated to the question, the story of traveling from place to place, the masos, and the digging and redigging of the wells, appears there's the Shar HaMikra and other events that seem like seem to be of little importance. The Yachshav HaKoshev, Lohem, the one who's thinking about it might think, Kilim Dvar Yitarim, it seems unnecessary, seems redundant, Eimem Tawelet. There's no purpose. I mean, there was a purpose for Avram to dig wells, he needed to drink. But there's no purpose for us to know it. And why is that concerning, if there's no purpose? Avram needs to drink. What's the issue? The issue is he doesn't reference it, but as the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud-Aleph, arguably the most central statement the Gemara makes about Derech HaLimud for Tanakh, if you may have touched on this at some Gedalia when we were learning the stories of Gedalia and Yirmiyahu, the Gemara says in Megillah that the vast majority of Nevi'im, even their names aren't recorded in Tanakh. The Gemara says over a million Nevi'im, over the course of 1,000 years of Jewish Nevu'ah, from Moshe to Malachi, over a million Nevi'im. They have 48 men and 7 women whose names appear in Tanakh. As Nevi'im. We don't necessarily hear much content, if at all, from any of them. So the Gemara says, how does that match up? Over a million Nevi'im, but look at Tanakh, it's so sparse. The Gemara says, good question. The Gemara says, the answer is, Nevu'ah shahutzruch l'daros nichtava, Nevu'ah shahutzruch l'daros lo nichtava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Nevu'ahs that were relevant for people then. There was an audience that needed to hear a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Navi.
the vast, overwhelming majority of nevuos were not of eternal significance. It needs to be the people then who needed to hear the message, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the message. A teeny, teeny, tiny sliver of a percentage of nevuos had eternal significance. Anything that appears in the Tanakh, the Gemara says, is a nevuah shon tzurcha l'daros. As Sora, there's a need in all generations. As a matter of fact, the Ralbag, one of the Rishonim, Levi ben Gershon, who was famous both for his philosophical writings and for his pirush on Tanakh, so one of the unique features of his pirush, it's a pasuk by pasuk pirush, but one of the unique features is after a section is done, after a couple of prakim, he'll stop and say, okay, now that we went through the pasukim line by line, let's think back, what were the useful messages that we learned from these pasukim? What were the toalias? Based on that Gemara. So that's what the Ramban is saying here. Of course it was important. Of course Avram had to get from point A to point B, and of course he needed water. But why do we need to hear about that? And you think about it, even the Nevi'im figures, Tzadikim, who appear very centrally in the Tanakh, think in the Chumash, we hear a lot about Avram, we hear a lot about Yosef, we hear a tremendous amount about Moshe Rabbeinu, and even there, how much of their lives do we actually hear? Avram spoke millions of words of the course of his lifetime. How many words do you hear of the mouth of Avram of the course of Chumash? You could count them if you want to, a couple hundred, or maybe 1,000, 2,000, I don't know. A tiny fraction. The answer is, Nevuah Shehot Zerichol Daras Nechtala. Even the people who get a lot of folks in Tanakh, still, the Tanakh is only giving us a very, very tiny sliver, that sliver which is relevant for Jews in all generations. And that's what we have to ask. So, where is the relevance? Every single line in Tanakh, that's a valid question. Where is the relevance? Because the Gemara said, Nevuah Shehot Zerichol Daras Nechtala. He said, you learned the Chumash Breish to open eyes. Certain stories, we appreciate the significance, but many we don't. As you said, not only do the stories of the Masos appear, the Torah front loads the story of Avram with the Masos. Why? He says, you know what? They're all here to teach you about the future of Am Yisrael. Now, how does that work? Why is it that something that happened to others is going to tell you about the future? By the way, it sounds like he's saying those things that happened to the Abbas and that get recorded are Simon Levan. And how does that work? So he says that, this idea, the call number one, myself is Simon Levan, which is the call of learning Chumash Bereishis, is really, and I think the way to read the next few lines, is myself is Simon Levan itself is an example or an application of an even larger, deeper, broader klal in Tanakh, which is the following. Kasha Yavo HaMikra, here we are at number 28, just we lost the spot. Kasha in the fifth one. Kasha Yavo HaMikra LaNavi, Mishlosh HaZaros. When an event occurs to a Navi, specifically one of the three Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yizbonein HaMimenu HaDavar Nigzal Lavo LaZaro. He would consider, when things happen in the lives of the Avos, they would consider, they were intensely aware of the fact that they were not leading personal lives, that they were leading personal lives, but that their lives had profoundly national dimensions, which could be true for all of us, but for the others, way more than for anyone else. They were mama shaping, their lives were the blueprint for Amisol. So when things happened to them, even small things, they would consider, like, what does this tell me? Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu sending a message in this event about some future event in the life of Klal Yisrael? And he said, you should know it's not just the others. And here's where he broadens this. The dot, you should know the following. He called Gezeiras Irin, and there's a heavenly decree. Kasher Teitzei Mikoach Gezeira El Po'al Dimyon, when it shifts from mere verbal decree to a Po'al Dimyon. Po'al Dimyon means a term that I think the Ramban coined here. Po'al Dimyon, Po'al is a pula, an action. A Dimyon that's similar to something else. Whenever the Navi is not just, now the Ramban is saying the following. Whenever the Navi is not just told, here's what's going to happen, tell the people verbally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that X, Y, Z is going to happen. When it's not merely verbal, But the Navi is also meant to act it out, to do a po'al dimyon, to mind, to charade the action, the message. Then tia gzeira miskayim esal kapanim. Then the gzeira is certainly going to happen. The nevuah is stronger, but it's not only verbally delivered, but acted out, kinesthetically delivered, like terminology. And he says that answers a question you might wonder about many Svarim in Tanakh, not just Bereshis. You'll often find that Nevi'im not only verbally deliver a Nevuah, but act it out. He mentions Yirmiyahu is told to read the Sefer. He had written down a Nevuah. He's meant to read it, and then when you're done reading it, Tikshar al Ezra Mishach Toto for us, you're going to tie a sinker. If you're a fisherman, you know what this means. You tie a sinker to it, tie a rock to that piece of parchment, you're thrown to the Euphrates River, Yamarta Kacha Tishka Bavo. That's exactly how Bavo is going to sink. Bavo is not going to be the superpower forever. Bavo will have its rise, has had its rise, but Bavo Yirmiyahu says will have its fall. Ultimately, they'll be overtaken by Persia. The same way that parchment sank into the river, Bavo is going to go down also. He didn't just say it, Tishka Bavo. He said it and combined the word with action. He mentions this happens in the lifetime of Elisha. Earlier in Sefer Melachim, the Navi tells us Shlomo HaMelech that because of his sins, Shlomo was the second of the Malchus Beis David. I think he spoke with a little bit, but we're in some Tanakh and some Gedaliah. And the Navi tells Shlomo that you're the second, the king of the Malchus Beis David. Second, obviously, his father, the original David. And both of them had been king over the entire United Kingdom of all 12 Shvatim. But the Navi tells Shlomo, because you're a Chataim, your child, Rechavam, will only inherit a part of your reign. The Malchus is going to be split. There's going to be a northern kingdom, a southern kingdom. Malchus Yisrael in the north under Yeravam. Ben Nevat, unrelated to Shlomo. And Malchus Yehuda in the south under Rechavam ben Shlomo. And the Navi doesn't just tell him that. Navi takes a garment and tears it.
What did that happen to you, Rabbi? His
Is it not sure? Did Shlomo not get it? Gotta take a look. Maybe I'm wrong. Gotta take a look. Gotta take a look and say for Sefer Melachim. Maybe you're correct. Regardless, we gotta take a look. Homework for tomorrow. But regardless, I just want to be sensitive to time because you guys have a bus to make very soon. Regardless, but Shai, you may be making a very important correction. Regardless, the Navi does deliver, we'll have to see to whom he delivers this Nevuah. He delivers the Nevuah together with the action of tearing the Beged. The Ramban is implying, as he so often does in the Pirush Al HaTorah, beginning to see, he implies his kashas without, he just sort of talks. You don't realize he's saying up kashas and answering them. Right, this is a global kind. What's this all about? Yechezkel does this. So many of them. He mentioned Yirmiyahu, mentioned Elisha, other Nevi'im as well. Why do they have to act it out? Was it just to catch people's attention? Maybe it was just for dramatic purpose and need to catch the audience? Maybe. That's what we do at Leil HaSeder. You don't just talk about the story. If you related to Matzah Zu and Marozeh. Rabban says it was more than just a question of communication. It actually made the dibur stronger. The nevuah would certainly happen once it was acted out as well. Well, I mean, it would certainly happen to nevuah. Perhaps the Ramban means, the Gemara says, the nevuah tolga, Kadosh Baruch Hu never backs off on. But nevuah l'ra, Yonah sent to Nineveh to tell them they have 40 days. In 40 days, he doesn't say they have 40 days to achieve. He says, in 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. It's not destroyed. Why? Because Nevuah L'ra is Chazeres. Because Nevuah L'ra, there was a negative Nevuah. You do true, but you can do it. So the Ramban might be saying, but once the Ramban in Shmona Prakim has one example of where there's an exception to that. Ramban thinks that if Nevuah wasn't meant to be shared with anyone else, then it doesn't get undone. He answers Gemara about brachas with this. Ramban seems to say another example where Nevuah is locked in for sure is if it has a poel dimyon. If it's a poel dimyon, that locks the Nevuah in. Absolutely. Now let's just, in the final minutes that we have together, this morning. And let's just understand the Ramban left, there's a loose thread. How does he answer the question?